only 2 windows left, Daddy.
That means tomorrow is Christmas Eve.
Wow, Christmas is really, really soon. It looks like Christmas dinner, Daddy.
It is. Many people around the world celebrate Christmas with a special Christmas meal. In Spain, they eat besugo, which is fish. And in Norway, they eat roast goose. And there's cheese pancakes in Austria. And plum pudding in England. And in France, on Christmas Eve, which is called Réveillon, they have a special cake called a bûche de Noël, which is filled with chestnut cream.
Daddy?
Yes, Caillou?
I'm hungry. Teddy, Gilbert, today is Christmas Eve. Santa's coming tonight. Come on, we have lots to do.
Good morning, Caillou.
Morning.
Caillou, cookies for breakfast?
They're not for me, Mommy. Santa's coming tonight. I'm going to leave him some cookies. Is Santa coming down the chimney?
Like he always does.
Then we should clean out the fireplace. I don't want Santa to get dirty.
Good thinking, Caillou.
Oh, that must be Grandma and Grandpa.
Grandma! Grandpa! Santa's coming tonight.
Yes, he is. But only when you'll be sound asleep, right? And the best way to go to sleep is on a full tummy.
So I guess we better get cooking if we're having turkey tonight.
And apple pie! Right, Grandma?
Absolutely. Are you going to be my little helper again?
Yes.
It was a busy scene in the kitchen with preparations for Christmas Eve dinner going on everywhere.
Okay, Caillou. I need help making the turkey stuffing. Now, here's a spoon. Now, mix it all up.
Well, the pie's ready to bake.
And so is the turkey.
Stuffing's ready, too.
Yay!
You finally found your toothbrush.
No, I still can't figure out where the other one disappeared to.
Same place my slippers did, I guess. Let me help you, sweetheart.
Why do we have to get dressed up? Grandma and Grandpa come over all the time.
Because it's Christmas Eve dinner, silly. It's a special night. There. Now you look perfect.
The meal was wonderful. Caillou was so full, he thought his tummy would burst.
I bet you've never seen anyone do the famous thumb trick before. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Grandpa's famous missing thumb trick. Abracadabra!
Wow! How'd you do that, Grandpa?
A magician isn't supposed to reveal his tricks.
Oh, I have a joke.
Go for it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Isidore.
Isidore who?
Is a doorbell ringing, Grandpa?
That was a good one, Caillou.
And now for my famous Christmas apple pie.
Even better than Grandpa's famous turkey stuffing.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Yay!
What do you say we go outside and see how our lights look, Caillou?
Rosie, too!
Yes.
Ready, Caillou?
Ready.
Okay, here goes.
I'm gonna wait up all night to see Santa.
But Santa won't come if you're awake.
Aww.
Do you want to see what's behind the big Christmas Eve window?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Santa! He's on his way!
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick.
Now, Dasher, now, Dancer, now, Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight,
"Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Sweet dreams, Caillou.
Caillou was excited to see all the presents, and he noticed that Santa had eaten all his cookies. I see.
Can I give my presents first? Please? Please?
All right. Your presents first.
Here, Mommy. Here, Daddy.
Thank you, sweetheart. When did you make these?
It was a surprise. I made them at Leo's house.
And the wrapping is so beautiful.
Open it.
Oh, what a beautiful picture.
It's you, Mommy.
And is this a picture of me?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's wonderful.
And this is for you, Rosie. Rosie Pleasant?
Snowman!
Do you like it?
Yeah!
I think Santa brought this one for you.
Wow! A space station! Just what I wanted! Now, Rosie Pleasant.
How nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Rosie.
Well, look at this. Your missing slippers.
Oops. And your electric toothbrush.
Here you go.
Caillou Pleasant.
Rexy! There you are! You weren't lost at all.
Now I get it. Rosie wanted to give us presents we love.
Yeah! Caillou love Rexy.
You two did a very good job at keeping your presents a surprise.
And I think Rosie just started our very own family tradition. Caillou learned a lot about traditions from all the calendar stories, right, Caillou?
Uh-huh. I learned about the first Christmas tree and where Christmas cards came from. And Saint Nick.
He taught us that giving and sharing are important, right?
Right.
Gilbert, no!
What is it, Rosie?
Gilbert Pleasant.
Merry Christmas, Gilbert.
Here, Daddy, it's from Santa.
Just what I needed.
It's Christmas morning and it's snowy winter weather. It's Christmas morning and our family's together. We need to share our love and say that we all care. We want to feel that love is in the Christmas air. The love that's in our hearts,
yay,
will stay with you and me. And now our family's here around the Christmas tree. It's Christmas morning and it's snowy winter weather. It's Christmas morning.